Welcome everyone to Recovering Christ Ministries. Today is our Sunday show, December 17th, 2006. Today we have our special guest, a friend of ours, Brother Hastings. He will be giving his testimony today and sharing some insight on what the Lord has done in his life and what the Lord is going to continue to do in his life and where he's going. Brother Hastings, how are we doing this morning?
I'm doing good, brother. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, great. It's just a beautiful day and woke up this morning and the weather is just so great here in North Carolina and God's just been so great. Great
Amen,
today.
Amen, brother.
Let's open up in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day, Lord. We just thank you for the sun rays. We just thank you for the warmth. Lord, we just thank you for the opportunity to come together, Lord, knowing that we don't have to be in a building to go ahead and have church, Lord. We can have church wherever we're at, Lord. We can be on a cell phone. We can be on the internet. We can just be witnessing to someone else, Lord. And Lord, it's just great to be in your presence, Lord. And Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to come together. Lord, we ask you that you be with Brother Hastings this morning, Lord, as he goes and gives us his testimony, Lord, and Lord, just allow him just to be a witness and a shining light, Lord, and so that this may go out all over the world, Lord, and Lord, we just thank you for your wonderful presence, Lord, and we thank you for all the blessings and all the blessings that will continue to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, brother.
So, Brother Hastings, when did you first come to the U.S.?
Well, my first trip to the U.S. was in 2003.
Okay. Did you come over on a missions trip, or?
Yes, that was, I came up with, there's a certain non-profit organization. By then, they were operating from Matthews, and I visited one of the president of that non-profit organization. So I lived in Matthews for a month in 2003.
And your goals at that particular time when you came over, were you coming over to search out places that the Lord would lead you, or what was your original intention at that particular time?
Well, the main purpose of that trip, we are like raising funds for an orphanage that God really blessed us, and we built that orphanage in 2003 at home in Malawi. So the main reason of that trip was to speak to churches and individuals and Christian organizations for financial assistance.
All right. And how did that fact-finding mission turn out? Did things go as well as planned, or can you share us a little about exactly what took place on as far as the after the fact-finding mission?
Oh yeah, we were blessed, and I think that trip we managed to raise about $60,000. And as I'm talking to you right now, the orphanage is full operational. We got about 300 orphans that are being taken care of at that place.
Amen, brother. God is definitely good.
God is good. Amen.
And so at that time, did you end up going back and setting up the ministry there in Malawi? That's where you're at, right? Yeah, that's where you're from, correct?
Yes, that's correct. After that, you know, because as I said, I lived here for a month. Then I went back and, you know, looking on the construction of, you know, like that. And, yeah, everything was okay there.
And then when you finished up with that particular project and that project I guess, on its own feet, was there anything that the Lord laid on your heart to continue doing at that particular time, or what transpired once the orphanage got off on its own feet?
Well, because when I came up here that time, I was just like a fundraiser. Now, after looking, I mean, these several churches up here, you know, God started dealing in my heart. Like, it was like a vision that God wanted me to go, I mean, to become a minister. So that was kind of putting a lot of good things in my life, and that was my turning point. That's the time that I was saved, and I was happy because I got saved when I was, you know, serving the Lord.
Right. Amen. And that was, what, 2004?
That was 2003.
2003?
Yes.
All right. And so you decided to come back here and make roots here in Union County, or how did that actually come into where you ended up deciding to come out here?
All right. After my first trip, I went back home, and I was working at the airport in Malawi, Africa. And then in 2004, I met a group of missionaries from University Baptist Church on another mission trip. So we met at the airport, we started talking to them, and then we became friends. So when they returned to America, I asked them if I could come up here and, you know, go to college, you know. So I came back to America in 2004, August 2004.
So that definitely was a divine appointment for y'all to meet in Malawi and through a missions field and it's really great on how the Lord just brings folks together and just at the right time at the right place. Amen.
Oh yeah, that's true. That's very true.
So then you came back here and just started working on your own ministry or going to school and.
Well, you know, I didn't have a chance of going to school, but when I met brothers at the University Baptist Church, we started talking about, you know, having a ministry, and that's when we formed Mission for Jesus. This is a non-profit organization formed here in America with the sole purpose of helping Malawians to become self-sufficient.
Right.
You know, so we've been operating since 2004, you know, giving food to people, you know, medication and, you know, fertilizer and seed and all kinds of stuff. So basically, since 2004, we've been operating this non-profit organization. And then there's a board up in Africa, and I've been part of it since then.
If one of our listeners would like to contribute to the Missions for Jesus ministry, is there a way of contacting someone like maybe yourself, or is there anyone else here in the U.S. that they can contact, or over in Africa?
Oh yeah, we do have a website. It's www.missionsforjesus.com, and also you can, if anybody got questions to know more about this nonprofit organization here, you can email us at info@missionsforjesus.com. The chairman also do have a phone that if anybody wants to call us, can call us on this telephone number, 704-533-3339. So you can contact in both ways if you want to know more about it, or maybe you want to donate, you know, call in and then we can direct you, I mean, which way to go about it.
Right. Well, that sounds great. And as time went on, was there other visions that the Lord had laid on your heart in regards to the direction? Where are we now in regards to the Missions for Jesus with the projects and stuff like that?
Okay. You know, God has been very, very good, and we've had a tremendous support in prayer and in product. As I'm talking to you right now, back in Malawi, we have a maize mill. This is a place where corn is ground into flour, because the main food back at home is corn. We live on corn, we've managed to purchase the maize mill, and it's in full operation right now. This is a convenience for all the local people to go up there to get their corn ground at no charge. For those who can afford to pay a little something, they do pay that, but actually we're helping the local people. Over this year, too, we have seen the construction of another orphanage. Right now, we are taking care of 75 orphans, you know, that's under Mission for Jesus. So as I say, God has been great, you know, has been very helpful to us. And through one mission here in America, we are also feeding 725 hungry kids every morning, every day.
Amen.
So praise God for that.
Amen, brother. Well, sounds like things are definitely moving for the goodness of the Lord, and we're so grateful for your ministry, and continue to pray and fast, and definitely know that the Lord will put a hedge of protection over this ministry. And I know recently there was a overview of a upcoming project, I guess, for the widowers. Would you like to explain a little bit about that, about what's coming up with the future project, the housing for the widowers with the orphans, and how that works?
Well, actually, what we're trying to do is to have like a little village. And because we just started, we are thinking to start with 10 blocks. Now, the process is going to be like this. We're going to identify the worst widows. So when we take them widows up, that widow in return should get 4 orphans. So it is going to be one widow and 4 orphans in a single room, you know. We will be providing all the care, the basic needs of this particular family. And we have done that, you know, just to make sure that these kids, you know, they will grow up with their mother. You know, they don't feel like they are completely orphans, but they should grow up knowing that they have, you know, a parent. So we are trying to bring in that kind of love so that these kids can be able to go to school and then one day be able to stand on their own. So that's the main reason for establishing these widow orphan homes. So we'll start with 10 widows and 40 orphans. That's our goal. That's where we're going to start with.
And that's for a project for 2007 going forward?
Yes, 2007, yes, sir.
Well, that sounds like a wonderful project. I know our family and kids and stuff have been praying over this, and we haven't exactly come up with what the Lord's going to lay on our heart to sponsor a widow or an orphan or the whole family. And that is available for someone to be able to go ahead and sponsor a project or a widow or an orphan with the four orphans with a widow, correct?
Yeah, we have forms that if anybody would like to sponsor, whether one orphan or just a widow, or the whole block that will include the widow and four orphans, we have break that down, that if anybody wants to sponsor, can do that on a monthly basis, or else even sponsor the construction. We have even broken down the construction, maybe one can sponsor the square foot of the whole, you know, block. So we have all the forms that are offered to Missions for Jesus, or we can get the forms at Unionville Baptist Church. So if anybody is interested, can contact either the chairman on the phone number I give out or the email so that we can give them forms if they'd be interested to support.
That sounds good, brother. For those that are interested, there's availability to be able to donate for as little as $5 a month, all the way up to as high as the Lord lays on your heart to sponsor this project. And I'm sure that all the proceeds that that come in are going directly to the project, and not into you know, someone's pocket, which is going directly right into the daily operation of feeding the orphans and the widowers and stuff like that. Correct?
Yes, that's correct. And we always stress that all these donations, they go 100% go to the field, because if anybody is traveling up there, they pay their own way. They pay for their transport and food and everything. 100% of the donation, they hit the ground and they go towards the design purpose of being donated for.
Amen. So, Brother Hastings, you'll be leaving to Malawi on Tuesday. What do you see going forward that the Lord has laid on your heart in regards to going back? And I'm sure you're excited to see your family.
Oh, yes. And as I said, you know, I'm very excited, and I should call myself to be one of the luckiest Africans to be in America. It has been a blessing for me to visit this country, and I'm so glad that over these years I've been here, I've met true friends. And I'm very, very excited going back home to reunite with my family. And as an ordained minister, I'm very happy that when I go, as soon as I get home, you know, my world is going to be an awesome place, because I'm going to serve the Lord with all my heart. This time I've been here, my faith in the Lord has become very strong compared to the time that I was at home in Africa. So going back home, I'm totally a different person, and I'm happy, and I praise God for that.
Amen. So do you have a place to preach as far as a, for lack of a better words, a church or a building, or will you be working on that as a project to bring together? I mean, we all know that you don't have to be in a building to preach the Word of God, but
yes, yes.
Is there any particular place that you will have, or are you just mainly going to be overlooking the Missions for Jesus projects and stuff like that?
No, because as one of Missions for Jesus mission statements, you know, wherever we go to, you know, the Word of God must be preached. So, I do not have the church or a building right now, but I'll be preaching in several or different villages. Like the area that I'll be based right now, we have 54 villages. That means I'll be preaching all over this area until maybe one day God blesses me and have, you know, a roof on top of my head. But actually, we just preach. I'll be preaching outside, under the trees, you know, just having a great time with the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Is there a way of anyone that they can get a hold of you, or?
Yes, I have my personal email address, and if anybody would like to get in touch with me, here's my email address. It's Jailos. It's in J-A-I-L-O-S-I, Jailos 06 at yahoo.co.uk. So that's all in small letters. That's my email address. And if anyone wants to call me on the phone, now calling from Africa, and calling from Malawi to Africa, here is the whole number, including the area code. You dial 011-265-1701-257. That would be the direct phone number that anybody can get hold of me.
Okay, well, that sounds great. Well, Brother Hastings, I want to thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule here, trying to get ready to go back to allowing you to see your family and sharing what the Lord has laid on your heart and the direction that you're going. And on behalf of Unionville Baptist Church and Union County and our brothers and sisters in Christ, we thank you for coming. And I'm sure that this will not be the end of our relationship going forward. The beginning is not the end, and the end's not the beginning. And we thank you so much for coming and sharing your presence with us. And let's just close in prayer. Brother Hastings, you want to close us in prayer?
Yes, sir. No problem. I'll do that. Let us pray. Good Lord, Father Almighty, we thank you for all the opportunities that you give us in life. Thank you, God, for giving us the life that we live in right now. And also thank you, God, for this time that you've given me to share a witness to my brothers and sisters. And it is my hope that this message, God, can be blessed and go to the hearts of those people that may be interested in supporting or to learn more or just to pray over our mission. I thank you, God, for my brother I've been talking to. And I thank you for the love that is given all these people towards me. And as I believe in, I want you, God, to give us the Holy Spirit and encourage us, and so that we should serve you according to the way God wants you to be served.
Amen.
And, this is my prayer to everybody who will listen to this message, that someday, according to the will of God, we shall be reunited. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Is there one thing that you'd like to throw in there before we close? Any one thing that you'd like to remember? This message is going to be traveled all over the world, so any particular thing that you would like to say?
Oh, yes. The message that I'll say, I won't say much, but what I'll say is that it's been a privilege for me to be here in America. And America is a great country, and it's a blessed country. And I'd like to thank all the people that I've been talking to all this time I've been here, all the people that have been praying for me, Unionville, Union County, all the brothers and sisters. And I'm going to say it's been a pleasure being with you, and I thank you so much, and I love you all.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.